Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra and Kumasi. We're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Energy Minister expected to appear before Parliament's Energy Committee following rift between ECG and the PURC.
These are the serious matters which are resulting in this. So I owe it to Rankin and the rest of Ghanaians to ensure that the minister hauls before us.
Also, the search is on for 7 missing biometric verification devices as minority calls for a full-scale investigation.
I'm concerned and worried because that devices in the hands of an unknown person can compromise the future elections that Ghana will have. Who knows whether this is in the hands of a political party?
In business.
Government targets 20 billion cedis in new borrowings via treasury bills by the end of March. Details on the Joy Business Report.
And later we'll bring you the latest on the campaign promised by leader of the New Force Movement seeking to take the sea to the Ashanti region.
These
are more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson, please say. In our first story, the Energy Committee, or the Energy Minister, is expected to appear before Parliament's Energy Committee due to a rift between the two institutions. The PURC accuses the ECG of non-compliance with the cash waterfall mechanism and other allegations, issuing a weak ultimatum for a detailed incident report on outages since January 1. With potential sanctions, including a 2-year prison sentence for non-compliance, the ECG denies some of the allegations, but concerns have escalated to the Energy Committee, chaired by Samuel Atachia, who insists on the appearance of the Energy Minister before it today.
I can promise the nation that we'll do a professional job. One of the things I wouldn't want to do is to support an entity because some people believe that, oh, you are in power and therefore anything should go the way it should go. No, it's not right. Mm. Even the understanding of why we are having power outages is a responsibility of this committee to interrogate and find out. Then we can report to plenary and also explain it to the generality of Ghanaians that these are the serious matters which are resulting in this. So I owe it to Rankin and the rest of Ghanaians and the committee to ensure that the minister hauls before us.
Meanwhile, ranking member on the committee, John Jinapo, is back in the PURC, saying the regulator has the right to implement sanctions should the ECG fail to comply with its directives.
Section 243 gives PURC the authority to direct ECG to comply. And if ECG takes this posture, your guess is as good as mine. Already, the power sector debt, the energy sector debt, has reached $1.5 billion as we speak. And by the end of the year, if nothing is done, it will hit $1.8 billion.
Well, still on the power situation, several communities have plunged into darkness as thieves vandalize high-tension towers belonging to the ECG. The ECG is coughing up several thousands of dollars as the company begins emergency maintenance to restore power to the affected communities. Ohim Interior has more on the following report.
The miscreants are targeting bulls and knots, holding the base of high-tension towers belonging to the Electricity Company of Ghana. In one of such operations, thieves caused 8 towers covering about 12 kilometers to fall, leading to power outages. the power company has had to ration power supply to affected areas, which included Kumewu, Bekwai, Mansong Kwanta, and Ejiso. Here is General Manager, Ashanti Substation Division, Engineer Peter Kofi Fletcher.
We have our tower line, which feeds areas like Josue environs, Efidiasi and its environs, Kumewu and its environs in Aguna.
Away from that, co-sponsor of the anti-gay bill, Roxanne Nelson Dafemapo, is insisting President Akufo-Addo must sign the bill passed by Parliament, as the Constitution doesn't give him the room to delay. The presidency, in a letter to the Clerk of Parliament, warned him against any attempt to send to the President copies of the bill. Speaking to Joy News, Mr. Dafemapo said the President cannot be injuncted by any legal action.
So this provision does not give the president any liberties to delay a bill. There's no such mandate that you can exercise a discretion and delay the bill as long as a certain court matter prevails. No.
But old Tofu MP Vincent Eko Asefua disagrees.
It is settled law that as soon as an attempt is made by way of a motion and application, it is enough to be seen as an injunction. The Honorable Renu Edusu cannot say that such an application or an attempt is not an injunction by itself. It is an injunction by itself.
Now to some politics. The minority in Parliament is demanding that the Ghana Police Service launches a full-scale investigation into some missing biometric verification machines. The minority says they've picked intelligence, which has been confirmed by the EC, that seven biometric machines have gone missing. Minority leader Dr. Kasiel Atufosin says if the devices are not recovered, it may affect the integrity of the elections.
The Electoral Commission confirms that seven of the biometric devices are indeed missing. I urge the CID and the Ghana Police Service to immediately issue a statement giving us the details of their investigation so far. I'm concerned and worried because that devices in the hands of an unknown person can compromise the future elections that Ghana will have.
And in the countdown to the December elections, political party manifestos will anchor the key issues that will define the next government. Today, Star Ghana and Joy News are in the northern regional capital, Tamale, to engage electorates. Head of our political desk, Evans Mensah, is there and joins me now. Evans, well, how are things shaping up in Tamale?
Well, it's shaping up very well. And as you can imagine, this is something that we have said that we will do because it is important to hear the voters' voice in the crafting of the manifesto. The manifestos have now become the primary governing document, and that is why Star Ghana is already implementing this manifesto influencing project that we are very happy to partner them. And so today at 3 p.m. at the Bagabaga Training College in Tamale, we're going to gather, citizens are going to gather for a conversation. And if you're in Tamale today, we want you to pass by and make sure your voice is heard in the crafting of the manifestos that will govern this country after 2024 elections on December. And that's why we're gathering. And this is going to be one of the very important days where we begin to have these conversations in these town hall settings made possible by Star Ghana.
Thank you very much. Evans Mensah is head of our political desk, and that event will be live on all our media platforms. Now, leader of the New Force Movement, Nana Kwame Bediako, alias Cheda, is promising to create the sea in Kumasi. According to him, a massive vote for him will see his administration sending the sea to the region to ease the burden of haulage of goods to and from the region. Stanley Blow has more on this report.
It's that time of the year again. Leaders of the political parties like the Elephant, the Umbrella and the Butterfly are already in the lead, flooding electorates with a mental view of what they think heaven is, hoping to secure their vote in the upcoming December polls. It's however safe to say now, Nana Kwame Bediako, aka The Mask, aka Cheddar, has joined the fray and has, in fact, overtaken them all. The sea, I mean the ocean, will be extended to the landlocked Ashanti region.
I have been around the world and I have seen development. I wanted to replicate same in Kumasi. Dubai used to be a desert, but now they can boast of a sea. I would also want to dredge to have the sea in Kumasi so ships can easily transport goods to the region.
And on that note, we end the bulletin here on Joe 99.7 FM. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
Countdown.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.